BadgerCast number 24.
Straight from southeastern Wisconsin, bringing you your slice of Badgerland, welcome to BadgerCast. And now your host, Julie and Dale.
Hey, a freak show!
You would think after 23 episodes of BadgerCast and countless other episodes of other things.
You would what?
I wouldn't suck so much on the mixer. Hi, welcome
it's
to Badger...
It's a work in progress.
Always. Hi, welcome to BadgerCast, your slice of Wisconsin life. I'm Dale.
And I'm Julie.
And it's what?
Labor Day
2009, for those of you who are counting.
And we did not labor, at least work-wise.
No, it didn't work. No, I had the day off, and what did you do?
Read, biked, read, made dinner, basics.
All right, what did I do? I went, got up this morning.
Haircuts.
Got a haircut.
Dogs walked. Football practice.
Made breakfast.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. Mm. So, yeah, pretty unusual Monday, actually. So, welcome to all of our new listeners. I don't know how you found us, but you did.
Good job.
And also welcome back to any returning listeners who found us again. They wanted to come back.
Mm-hmm.
Or they just forgot to take us off their iPod.
They wanted to come back.
Okay. Well, this is the I Gotta Get This Done show.
Yeah, because my work schedule's pretty busy.
So, when was the last time? We talked to you fine folks about 3 weeks ago?
3 weeks ago, I think.
3 weeks ago? Mm-hmm. So tell us, Julie, since neither of us have show notes, what do you remember from the early part of 3 weeks ago?
Well, see, for me, I just pulled out the little calendar here, and I can look it up. And it's been work, and I actually tomorrow start a contracted schedule of, 32 hours a week for the next 4 weeks.
Yay!
And there's some positive stuff going on that I can't talk about yet, but I want positive thoughts and karma coming my way to make it happen.
So good karma?
Later. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. And we'll let you know as soon as we know.
Mm-hmm. But the rest of what you were saying in the last 3 weeks, it has been the start of school last Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's unusual. I mean, for the most part, Wisconsin has a law that it makes sense with what we're going to talk about later, where they wanted to start school after Labor Day because it allows the kids, especially high school kids, to work.
Finish out summer jobs.
Summer jobs,
like,
yeah. But because Labor Day is the 7th of September, they couldn't wait. Otherwise, we would have been having school into, like, July.
Mm.
As it was last year with the 5 snow days we had, the kids went to school almost to the middle of June.
Mm-hmm.
So
June 12th, I believe.
Well, that's the middle of June.
Mm.
So anyway, they started last Tuesday.
Yes.
And we have now 2 in 2 schools, which really screws up my schedule. We have 3.
2 in 1 school and 1 in another.
All right. Well, I was getting to the point that we have 2 school schedules to have to deal with now.
Yes.
Which
and
really
a bus.
And a bus, which really screws up my schedule.
And band.
And
football. And your daughter wants to add soccer to the mix.
Oh, my God, no. Okay, well, all right. Hey, those of you in podcast land that expect a BadgerCast on a regular basis, good luck. We'll do our best.
We'll see.
So I'm going to let you talk about things surrounding the startup of school.
You mean like school supply shopping and clothes?
Yeah.
You mean the fact that my middle son, who's not even 12, is wearing adult-sized jeans and adult-sized shoes. His foot's bigger than mine already. That just because he's one size up from last year means that his pair of shoes, or I should say football cleats, goes from $30 to $80 a pair? Just because of one size?
Everything is more expensive.
Mm-hmm. Looking for school supplies is a hell journey all its own, because, of course, the teachers always put together a list and don't think of what the actual supplies being sold in the stores are. So we were looking for purple folders and purple notebooks this year.
Why purple?
I don't know. They wanted two purple, two red, two whatever. They didn't have purple.
So in other words, you had to be color-coded in the communist public schools?
In the public school, yeah. Plus the fact that school fees alone cost us over $250 for public school.
Say what?
Hold on one second. Yes, Miss Olivia?
I had to use a black spiral from the
stone. Yes, she had to use a black notebook instead of a purple one. But you know what? She had a notebook. Who really gives a flying fig?
I don't know. It's
yeah.
The teachers, the union, I don't know.
Well, to me, it's like this. You show up with your number two pencils. You show up with an eraser. You show up with
a laptop.
You show up with...
You show up with a...
It shouldn't matter what color a notebook is. It shouldn't matter that it's this type of notebook or that type of notebook. It should matter that they show up with something to use and write their notes on and partake in their education. It shouldn't matter that you have to have narrow-ruled versus wide-ruled versus college-ruled, or that you have a folder instead of a trapper keeper versus a accordion file, as long as you have somewhere to put your things. I kind of lost it. I don't know where I lost in following the school district, where you have to meet all these certain little things. When I went to school, you showed up with have a notebook for each thing, a folder for each subject, and you were done. There was none of this running around town for all kinds of stuff. I don't get it.
Me neither. That's why you do the school shopping, and I stay clear and well away.
Uh-huh. The other thing is clothes shopping, finding stuff that's basic and, you know, not too... I don't want to say.
Frilly?
Well, for Olivia, yeah. It's like finding something that's what a little girl should wear instead of the suggestive crap that's out there. You know, plain jeans, not all the deep V'd shirts and skin tight this or midriff bearing stuff.
Okay. I didn't know that that went down to the little...
It started when she hit the size 6X and up.
Yeah,
like,
these are down like
way to
my ankles.
Night, Gracie.
I see. Good
night. Anyway, for boys, it's not so bad. I mean, it's basic
t-shirts
and sweaters or sweatshirts. Not a big deal. Girl shopping, you really got to look for appropriate clothing.
All right. So now that they're all in school.
That means I have my mornings free.
Yay! Well, which, yay for you.
Yeah, yay for me. I need to get back to a more set schedule with getting out and moving around. So that first day of school, I took my bike ride at 8 in the morning and got done early. So I feel like I have more of the day left for me. And I'm preparing for, let's see, the 19th. I am going on the Maywood Earth Ride, a 50-mile bike ride. Along Lake Michigan.
Where is that?
In Sheboygan.
Sheboygan, okay.
Mm-hmm. And that's,
hey, Barely. Sheboygan.
And that is one of the routes offered. I looked it up on the website, and they have a 12-mile, 25, 50, 70, and 100-mile routes.
And you're taking the 50, right?
50.
50.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, cool. I'm going to stay home with the kids.
Yes, you are. Mm-hmm. Let's see, what else had we done in those 3 weeks? Oh, we went to the Brown County Fair up by my parents' house.
You did.
I took the kids. We went up to see my niece Paige show her horse for the first time, and got ripped off at the fair. Mm-hmm.
Do tell. I mean, let's put this. Let's put it in perspective. How about when we went to the Wisconsin State Fair?
We paid for admission only and parking to get into the fair.
And then we had, didn't we have something neat?
No, no, no. But to actually walk through the gates of State Fair, all we needed to do was pay for the admission ticket, which was like $9 a person.
Right.
And I think parking cost me 10.
So, okay. So now we're into it for $28.
Right. All okay. Right. I had in the car myself, grandma, my mother, and three kids. And just take a wild guess at how much it cost us to get into the Brown County Fair. We're not talking state fair. We're talking just a county fair.
I know the answer to this, but I'm going to guess probably about $10 a person. So that would have been $50.
Yeah, keep going. They charged us $75.
Boo!
Which, in his mind, was admission to the fair and all-day ride tickets for everybody. And I'm like, we don't want all-day ride tickets because we're not going on any rides because, gee, guess what? It's pouring rain right now. If I want to go on rides, I'll think about it later. Nope, you couldn't get past him to get into the park and park a car and just go in for the plain old admission to watch everything else. You had to pay for the all-day ride plus the admission to the fair, plus the parking. And it was the same price for child or adult.
So you bought Grandma an all-day ride pass. So Grandma's on the Ferris wheel now.
No, Grandma never went on a single ride.
No,
I went on one. I went on the Ferris wheel.
Wait, I saw a boat.
Yes, and when you're up on the Ferris wheel where they had the Ferris wheel, you had a good look of Miss Olivia, you need to be quiet. You had a good look of looking over the Fox River southeast towards De Pere, which is where the Brown County Fairgrounds are. So we had a really cool look of the paper mill. It was Nicolet when I grew up. I don't know who owns it now. The new bridge and the new
parts of St. Norbert's College, probably.
Oh, not really St. Norbert's, but more of all the shore work they've done on the east side of the river, because St. Norbert's is on the west side.
Okay.
But we had to pay for stuff that we really weren't using, and there was no flipping way out of it, no matter how much you talked to him. And I'm like, I even told him, I said, I hit the state fair. It cost me $9 a person to get in, and we didn't have to pay for rides up front. We didn't have to do any of this.
Well, you probably are not going to the Brown County Fair again.
Not anytime soon. No. Paige did do pretty well for her first time. And her and Sully, they look real cute together.
Sully is the horse.
Yes, Sully okay. is the horse. Mm-hmm. Let's see. So I had the fair, and we started school and school shopping. And, that, you know, that's pretty much been my life. Oh, and we started football practice for Ben.
Yes. Monday, Wednesdays, and occasional Saturdays. So,
And their first game will be next Saturday. And you said that it's going to be in the UW-Whitewater Stadium.
Yes. It's a new thing they're doing. It's they're going to go have the Warhawks, I guess, home opener.
Yes.
And then after that, then the flag football teams get to play, and then the tackle teams get to play.
And this is all recreational league. This is not school league, at least for the younger kids.
Yeah. We're talking after the college game.
After the college game. Mm-hmm.
So I think we are at 5, slated for 5.
You'll have to tape it for me.
Or at least, yeah, do some sort of pictures, and maybe we'll even put them on Flickr. I don't know. Mm. I haven't put anything on Flickr in a long time.
So what did you do the last 3 weeks?
I worked, basically. Carted kids to football practice and such. And did something over the weekend that we'll talk about in the next segment.
Okay.
I think, why don't we take a break?
Sounds good.
And we'll go with a song from the PodSafe Music Network, or now known as Music Alley. It's from Greg Waters, formerly from the Cool Waters Band. Do you remember them?
I do. We went to see them up in De Pere.
That's right, a while ago.
Nice band to listen to.
And the song is...
That's when I felt old at the college bar.
This is Greg Waters with No Turning Back on the BadgerCast.
There ain't no turning around, no, turning back. There ain't no turning around. No, no. There ain't.
Music Alley, that was Greg Waters and No Turning Back, I believe. And we're back.
Yes, we are.
And should we go with the random Wisconsin fact?
I have a little bit more than random Wisconsin fact here. I pulled up the starting history of Wisconsin.
Oh, that should be interesting.
Yeah, well, this is what I pulled up. Wisconsin was first inhabited by varied Indian tribes in the 17th century. They included the Algonquin-speaking Menominee, the Kickapoo, Miami, the Siouan-speaking Winnebago, the Dakota, or Sioux, and Iowa. In the mid-1600s, other groups entered Wisconsin, including the Fox, the Sac, the Potawatomi, and the Ojibwa, or the Chippewa. The first explorer to reach the area was John Nicolet, and he was searching for the Northwest Passage to China in 1634. The French lost possession of Wisconsin, all of its territories east of the Mississippi, to Great Britain during the French and Indian War. And the first wave of settlers came into Wisconsin in the 1820s as a result of the lead mining boom in Northwest Illinois and Southwest Wisconsin.
That's surprising. I thought the first settlers came through the St. Lawrence Seaway and into Green Bay, but...
Well, that is the way, if I remember my history from grade school, being in De Pere, meaning in French, of the father, which was named after Father Marquette, who
was with Joliet,
but he also traveled, I thought, with Nicolet. In the same area.
Was it Marquette and Joliet? Or?
I thought they were all together.
Oh.
I'll have to check on that. but the last fact they have in this little blurb initially is that Wisconsin was admitted to the Union as the 30th state on May 29th, 1848. And that kind of clicked a memory date with me because I was looking up the University of Wisconsin-Madison. They opened their first class to students in February of 1848.
Oh, wow.
So I thought that was interesting that we became an official state and they opened up the state university in the same year.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. So that's my bunch of Wisconsin facts.
Random Wisconsin facts. All right.
And I will have to look up while we're talking about Joliet and all that. So.
Oh, okay. Well, the Cheesehead Spotlight this week is Noah's Ark Water Park in beautiful Wisconsin Dells. It is billed as the nation's largest water park. From their website, Noah's Ark boasts America's longest water coaster, the Black Anaconda, the world's largest bull ride, Time Warp, and the only 4D drive-in theater in the world featuring SpongeBob SquarePants, dive-in theater, and a new 4D movie. New for 2009 is Curse of the Crypt, a haunting new adventure. Noah's Ark features 49 water slides, 2 huge wave pools, 2 endless rivers, 4 children's play areas, Paradise Lagoon Activity Pool, and 3 large group tube rides, 18-hole mini golf, 3 arcades, shopping, and gourmet desserts, plus much more. And that's located in Wisconsin Dells. And Noah's Ark is an outdoor water park.
Yes, it is.
And it runs, their season runs from the beginning of May to the through Labor Day. So you probably won't be able to go this year, but starting in May, you can go every day all summer. And we went yesterday, the day before the last day, and had a great time.
Well, you did, and the kids. I stayed at work.
Yes. You got to work. We got to play. I went on the Black Anaconda twice. And this is a guy.
Is that the one that's like enclosed and just has these little peepholes of light coming through?
No, I think that's the Time Warp.
Ah, what's the Black Anaconda then?
The Black Anaconda is the, according to Noah's Park, the longest water coaster in the in America.
Hmm.
And it went from dark to light to dark to light to dark to light. And it was a three-person ride.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fun. And this is from a person who kind of lost their will to go on roller coasters.
Yeah. After, about the same time I did, after having the first child.
So I went on that twice. I went on the Time Warp, which is a spinning water coaster. And
I will apologize for the person who keeps sitting the table, Miss Olivia. Please stop that.
And we played, we went on a couple other rides, lots of other rides. We did play 18 holes of mini golf.
Wow, you guys were adventurous.
Yes. And the most, yes, Olivia.
If you didn't hear that, Miss Olivia said she got a hole in one. You want to come over here and tell them? Yeah, well, be careful of the mixer and the wires.
So what happened at the mini golf?
I got a hole in one through the
you have to
bushes.
Number one, you can't keep hitting the mic or the table, and you have to talk into the microphone.
Okay,
so
say
people
it again.
Can hear you.
I got a hole in one in mini golf at the bushes.
You bounced off the bushes and got a hole in one, right?
Yes. Huh. Did anybody else get a hole in one?
Josh.
Oh, Josh did too, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now sit quietly, please.
And I was a little ticked at, well, all right, mini golf etiquette, or lack thereof.
By your children or other people's children?
No, I enforce the mini golf etiquette that I'm aware of. Just and like normal golf etiquette, you do not play the hole until the people ahead of you are off the hole.
That's just common courtesy.
Well, you don't. I think teenage boys, unaccompanied by adults, do not
know
such a thing.
Well, you just answered your question, your statement right there.
Teenage
boys.
So these four boys are behind us, and it's like I've played mini golf with the kids before, and I'm. You know, we keep a pretty good pace. And
mm-hmm.
And I say four. Four hits on a ball and you're done.
Mm-hmm.
So these guys, you know, the first two holes, they were coming up right behind us. Like, I stopped them and I said, would you mind waiting until? And I said, would you mind waiting until we're done and off the hole before you start? And I gave him the look from hell. Like, don't touch my green.
Hmm. And how did they respond to that?
They were pretty good.
Hmm. Then what happened?
All I had to do a couple of times is give them a cursory curse look.
Do you mean that you've learned the
I've learned
evil look that
the
I
the evil
have?
Stare that you've mastered.
Ah.
So,
interesting.
Ben and I went on the Curse of the Crypt, which is their new non-water ride.
Non-water?
It was like a haunted house.
Huh.
And this is a very interesting ride, and I hope to not spoil this, but it was a ride that I think we've seen at the amusement park before, where you go. And I'm going to try to describe this. It's kind of like a pendulum. Okay?
Yes.
And then
people
the
can't see your hand moving.
I know.
And Matt, you can call in at any time.
Okay. It's a just imagine a pendulum. Okay?
Okay.
It goes back and forth. And then all of a sudden you go upside down.
Uh-huh.
And then down on the other side. So uh-huh. you do a full 360.
Okay.
Now here's where it differs from that ride at the amusement park.
Okay.
It's indoors. Surrounded by a 360 degree cylinder. So you're going around, but the visual outside stays the same. So you don't know if you're moving
or it's
or the world is moving.
I won't be going on that ride.
And the only thing that caught my eye is that the doors that we used to leave went from vertical to horizontal to vertical.
You shouldn't be doing that. It makes you dizzy.
I looked at that once, and then I didn't look at that anymore.
And the kids went on this too?
Just Ben.
Oh, just Ben.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And then the rest of it was kind of a really cool haunted house.
That sounds like you guys had fun.
Yeah.
And I found the answer to the Pere Marquette and Nicolet thing. Nicolet came into Wisconsin several years before Pere Marquette. And Marquette, when he founded the Mission of St. Francis Xavier, which happens to be the parish that I grew up in De Pere. He founded the mission there where Nicolet had his first obstruction to navigating the Fox River there, which was the rapids. And right now what stands there is the locks, and they've been there, gosh, since the Army Corps of Engineers built them, God knows when.
Probably during the Depression.
They're a neat thing to look, to watch, to have the... and a lack of a better word, gates open up on the lower end, and you watch the boats come in from the part of the Fox that comes from the bay, and then they shut, and then you watch the boats rise many, 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 many feet up as the water fills it up, and then they open up the other gates to let the boat out going to the lower part.
So is the Fox hot? That one... I can't remember which way the falls is. Is it falls, going north?
If you're looking at standing, well, what would have been the old Claude Alloway Bridge before they built the new bridge in the last 2 years? If you stand where the old bridge was, and I can't think of the orientation now on the new bridge. I think it's still to the south. If you're coming up the Fox, so you're coming from like Appleton, and you're going up the Fox towards Green Bay, to the Bay of Green Bay, those falls or rapids go down as you're traveling north.
Okay.
So you're lower on the northern end
than
so
you are on the southern
end. You have to come up through the locks to get higher to go to the southern end.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Good deal. I've seen them. I just never put two and two together.
I think... even with the new bridge, I think if you're going west to east crossing the bridge, that the rapids are the...
No, it's north, no.
It's on the north side instead of the south side?
Yeah, because they went straight across, right where the old Hardee's used to be.
Yeah, only then it would be on the north side of the bridge.
Yeah. All right. So, our little... diversion from the Noah's Ark theme park.
Well, you got more Wisconsin facts
than you really cared to know about, I'm sure. But we do have some comments.
Well, back up.
Okay.
I did read in the last 3 weeks, and I read a new book.
No. I'm still talking about Noah's Ark.
Oh.
Yeah. By the way, we did have a casualty. All right, we had a couple casualties. We had a little girl who got splinters.
Yes, she had 4 splinters in her hand, and she showed me those this morning, and it took her till about 4:30 this afternoon to let me attempt to take them out.
Okay. And then I lost the glasses, the sunglasses we bought at the Braves store at the
Sienna. You lost my Atlanta Braves sunglasses?
Yeah. Yes, I did.
Damn you.
You didn't like them anyway.
Well, I would prefer the Brewers over the Braves.
So, yeah, they got lost on the big flash flood ride. But what I did is in order to capture the moment as closely as possible,
mm-hmm.
I took, after we went to Culver's, after going to Noah's Ark,
mm-hmm.
I had our children record a little remembrance.
Oh, I haven't heard any of this.
And I will probably have to edit some of this out.
Hmm.
Just because.
Just because?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Dale from the BadgerCast, and we spent the day at Noah's Ark, America's largest water park. And we have some comments from the peanut gallery.
All right. Peanut gallery.
Be quiet. The question is, what was the best one or two things that happened today at Noah's Ark? The first person you hear is Ben.
The best part about today was riding the black anaconda.
Is that it? Okay. Yeah. Next is Josh.
The best part of Noah's Ark was going to the arcade, going on Hellabunga, and going to the 4D movie theater to see SpongeBob in 4D.
Okay, and Olivia.
I'm dumb. I said I'm dumb.
Olivia, say something nice.
I'm a peanut gallery. I'm Fifi.
The movie.
What was your favorite part?
The movie.
The SpongeBob movie.
Black anaconda and I forgot.
All right.
No, I'm not done.
Hurry up.
And a flash flood.
Oh, flash flood.
I'm stupid.
No, you're not. Yes. All right. Mine is the flash flood, where we got flooded at least 6 times. Because Ben and I rode at least 3 times. So, from Lake Delton, as we're leaving Culver's back to home, this is Dale and Josh, Ben, and Olivia saying bye.
I'm dumb.
How much sugar did she have in her?
I don't know. Actually, not too much.
She doesn't normally talk like that, people.
No, she doesn't. No. No, I think she does it because she likes to get a charge out of you when the microphone is on.
Ah, I like how she snuck in on Fifi.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you who also listen to the Barely Podcasting podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that was the trip to Noah's Ark.
Sounds like you guys had fun without me.
Yes, we did. We had offered, but you...
We're called...
So, anyway, now, voicemail. Go ahead.
What's Julie reading?
What's Julie reading?
You forgot about that again. I read J.A. Jantz's new book, Fire and Ice. And it's pretty good. She writes actually 3 different series, and she put 2 of those series together, I believe, for the second time. The J.P. Beaumont series and the Joanna Bradley series. And she does a good job of bringing 2 different characters, 2 different parts of the U.S. together in one story. So I'd suggest it.
Very cool.
Now you can do voicemail.
Now voicemails. The first voicemail comes from our friend Steve C.
first of all, let me say what a pleasure it was to meet the both of you down in Atlanta at the Bear Crawling 100th episode extravaganza beach blanket bingo boost. Whatever, you know what I'm talking about. Anyway, it was a pleasure to meet you both. You're both just as awesome in person as you are on the BadgerCast. And maybe we'll meet again sometime in the future. Perhaps you'll have a little celebratory get-together for BadgerCast's 100th episode. So, at any rate, I wouldn't mind going to Wisconsin myself. I've been once before, back in 1986. I had the opportunity to attend the Wisconsin State Fair in 1986 after I graduated from boot camp in Great Lakes, Illinois. And I had a really good time. And was treated very well, and I look forward to heading that direction sometime in the future. So, anyway, keep up the good work on the good old BadgerCast there, and I'll continue to listen, and I will wave to you in the Bear Crawling chat room. All right, guys, take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Steve. Now, that's just bringing up too many possible things in my mind. If you say you went... or were at Great Lakes back in the 80s, and I went to school at Marquette from 82 to 86, and we ran into many squids, as we
sailors.
Called them, sailors. I'm gonna wonder, did we run across you at some point? Does the word or the place pub and grub mean anything to you?
In Kenosha?
We'll see what you have to say to that. And it was great meeting you, too. I hope we get to meet up again.
Absolutely. Hey, you know what we forgot to talk about?
What?
Your birthday.
Well, let's finish with the voicemails.
Well, this one comes from somebody who's wishing you a very special day.
Hey, Dale and Julie, it's Crystal calling from the home of the Whimper Olympics. Thank you, Ben, Manager John. I'm glad you guys had a great time in Atlanta. So sorry we couldn't go. Do you realize it's been a whole year since we've seen you? We need to do that again. We need to have a party. Too. The Wild Coyote was so fun. Would love to see you guys soon. Hopefully one day we can work that out. Anyway, Julie, while I'm thinking of it, I needed to phone and wish you a very, very happy birthday, because on the actual day, we will be up where there's no phones, no lights, no motor cars, with some fellow friends, the Texans. So we will be unable to call you. So here's your happy birthday. Hope you have a fantastic day, and we look forward to talking to you both very soon. Take care. Love ya. Bye.
Thank you, Crystal. But, you know, it's not the Wild Coyote. It's
Coyote Ugly. Although the Wild Coyote might be even more fun.
Yeah, you never know. But I also have to say thank you. Crystal, besides that phone call, sent me a gift, and I was not expecting that. I am now the proud owner of a, as she called it, 2010 Whimper Olympic t-shirt.
The manager, John, coined Whimper Olympics.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Maybe I could take a picture of it and we can make it the show art.
We could.
So thank you, Crystal, as always, for your phone call.
Mm-hmm.
And anything else before we let everybody go?
Well, you said you wanted to talk about my birthday. What else did you want to say? I'm officially, in my mind, middle-aged.
She's
45.
Half a 90.
Half a 90. Hey, grandparents made it to their 90, mid-90s.
Let's see.
And I don't feel a day over 30.
Cool. And you don't look a day over 30 either. She's looking terrific, by the way, guys.
73 pounds.
Awesome. Let's see. What else? We didn't do an official birthday party for you this year, but we did go out to Blatt's.
We went out to the Blatt's beer tasting. Beer tasting on Thursday night, the Thursday before my birthday, and then we went out to a new to us, place called AJ Bombers, and they have some really good burgers.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that was kind of a nice low-key birthday celebration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you say burgers?
So.
I don't think there was anything. Oh, sorry. I don't think there's anything else we have to really talk about.
Well, if you'd like to give us a call, you can, like Crystal and Steve C. You can call us at
202-202-2008.
Or write us at TheBadgerCast@gmail.com.
Getting there.
Or you can find us on
Twitter, Skype, Facebook.
There you go. As the philosophy guy.
And don't tickle me.
And we leave you once again from this time Aerial Publicity. It is a song from the group She Swings, She Sways. And it's the song He Loves Me. And until next time, this is Dale
and Julie saying good night.
Good night.
For feeling like this, the event of the season started off with a kiss.
Someone hit me in the shower. Someone knocked me to the floor.
If your face weren't so sour, I would find you a boy.
He says he loves me.
You see how she answers under red lights and stairs.
Long line of romances. No one knows and no one.
Shuffle and twitch.
Well, you're right and it's lonesome when you shuffle and twitch. And he says he loves me.
Red wine and blues.
So I found myself a lover.
I found myself a lover.